Back now with Day to Day, the business world is buzzing over reports that a major takeover battle at Time Warner may be over. Time Warner has been under attack by a group of shareholder activists led by the billionaire Carl Icahn. Icahn wanted to split up the company, but now that may not happen. Here with us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, first give us a little history about why Carl Icahn has been trying to gain control of Time Warner.
Well, Icahn and his supporters own about 6% of Time Warner stock, and they're upset that the company's been underperforming and the stock price has been languishing. Ever since Time Warner merged with America Online, the company's been struggling. Icahn made his billions from taking over businesses that he thinks are undervalued, and he's been trying for a while now to persuade enough other shareholders that Time Warner isn't managed well. He'd like to replace the board and the CEO with his own handpicked supporters.
So what does he think needs to be done differently?
Well, he thinks the company should be smaller. He'd break it up, spin off America Online, which has never really been integrated into Time Warner. He'd sell Time Warner Cable, which is the nation's second largest cable television provider, and also the publishing business. So that leaves film and television networks, Warner Brothers Film and the networks like HBO and CNN. So it would still be a huge company, but a lot more specialized, more targeted than the current bloated corporate structure, which is how Icahn characterizes Time Warner now. Smaller, leaner companies seem to be the trend right now. Viacom split off CBS. Some banks have been downsizing. So this goes in cycles. Don Margota, a business professor at Northeastern University, says we're seeing a repeat of the famous corporate breakups of the 1980s.
The main difference is the current activity is being fueled by hedge fund money, whereas the fuel that were driving the hostile takeovers of the 1980s was all the junk bonds. Now that the junk bond market is no longer available, people are using the fuel supplied by the $300 billion or so in hedge funds.
So, John, tell us about this agreement reportedly reached between Icahn and Time Warner's management.
Well, it is still tentative. It's under negotiation, but those in the know say that Carl Icahn won't be able to take over the company's board or the CEO's office. He might be able to nominate 4 or 5 of the 14 directors on the board. Plus, the company might commit to buy back some of the company's cheap stock, which would shore up its price and make these activists headed by Carl Icahn a lot happier. It's an attempt to give each side enough to claim a little bit of victory. Coming up tonight on Marketplace, a look at the dilemmas facing farmers who are considering hiring undocumented workers.
And thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.